This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mary Kay Cabot, she joins us now. She fights over the Browns every day. She joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, how are you guys?
I've been better, but I've been worse. You certainly ruffled some feathers about Nick Chubb. Is he really gone? Is this it?
Well, I don't know why that should ruffle anyone's feathers or come as a great surprise.
It's not your fault, but they're mad at the organization over it, I should say.
Well, I'm just saying that that at the Combine last week, when Luke Point Blank asked Andrew Berry about Nick Chubb hitting the free agent market next week, he said, yes, we expect him to hit the market. So I don't know why that would have re-ruffled any feathers. Andrew said it last week, so I guess I was a little confused about some of that.
Mary Kay, it's the fact that he is such a fan favorite, and I think a lot of fans right now are bracing for what could be a rough season, and they just can't stomach the thought of, say, Nick Chubb running the football for, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I mean, there is a world in which I guess Nick could come back, but he definitely is going to go out and have an opportunity to see if he can find another job elsewhere. If he doesn't get what he wants, then I'm sure that the Browns will revisit things with Nick, and he could possibly come back. We thought that Kareem Hunt was absolutely gone, and then Nick got hurt and Kareem came back. So anything can still happen. I think they plan to move forward and draft a running back in this excellent class. But I do think that, there is a world in which Nick finds a new home this week. I think there will be some teams interested.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, couple big names that are out there, and they've just moved the money around for Deshaun Watson this morning. They freeze up $36 million of cap space. It's a move everybody knew was coming. I know, this, that, and the other. Which, by the way, according to all you reporters, we've officially made the turn now with the Deshaun Watson contract. We now owe him less than we did before, because before it was the bulk of the money, dude. Now it's less. So we only have a couple of years left on
this
thing.
Big breakthrough, Mary Kay. Big breakthrough.
There we are. Well done, everybody. So, Mary Kay, is there any chance that they can go and get Joey Bosa? Is there any chance that they can go and trade for DK Metcalf? I happen to think no, but you know all these things.
Well, it just depends on what their strategy is right now. They plan on having Myles Garrett back on this football team. And if you plan on having Myles Garrett back on the football team, then that informs what your plans are going to be at adding another potentially high-priced edge rusher to the team. They might want to focus more on the guys that they have in terms of Isaiah McGuire and Alex Wright, and then draft another edge rusher. This is a good defensive line draft. So I don't know how much money they're going to be willing to spend on a new one. I think they do need a surefire double-digit sacker to go along with Myles Garrett, so I would do that. In terms of the, I mean, I would definitely find one, not necessarily Joey, but I would do whatever I could to find one. And then in terms of another high-priced receiver, this team generally hasn't wanted to pay big money to two receivers. I think they more so like to have Jerry Jeudy as a big money receiver, and then David Njoku as their big money tight end, and then fill in around them. So I don't know if the plans are there at this moment to add another big-time high-priced receiver, but there might be a few available, as you mentioned, DK Metcalf. And then there is some talk that Brandon Ayuk, who the Browns tried to trade for last year, could be back on the block. So I think, you know, that's something to maybe keep an eye on. A lot of times when Andrew likes a guy 1 year, he goes and gets him the next year if he didn't the first time. So I am in the camp that they do need another premier Pro Bowl caliber receiver on this football team if you really want to win this year. So we'll have to see how some of this shakes out.
Mary Kay Cabot with us. Now that the combine is over, and I think made Ken a little nervous telling him every time a new pundit says something to the effect of, I was in Indy and I didn't see any first round grades for Shedeur Sanders. It's made my partner a little nervous. Does that make you nervous, Mary Kay, about taking Shedeur number two overall?
No, not really, because I think this is the time of year where teams really try to knock down certain players, get them to fall. It's silly season. You hear all kinds of things. You have to believe maybe 5%, 10% of what you hear at this time of year when you're talking about evaluations of players. I remember back to even just from a, you know, a personality standpoint, people were having a lot of problems with Baker Mayfield being brash and arrogant back in the day. And just there were not good grades on Lamar Jackson when he was coming out. Nobody really, not nobody, but a lot of teams had no idea what to make of Patrick Mahomes back then. So beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You have to find a guy that you like. You have to find the traits that you appreciate and value. You bring your guy in, you surround him with talent, you put him in a good environment, and off you go.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you don't believe in the great drop of Shedeur Sanders here. It's posturing.
Right now, yes.
Okay.
That's what I think.
All right.
That is what right now.
I happen to agree with you on that. Can I go back to Myles Garrett and ask you a question here for a second? Well, obviously it's an interview, so I can ask you almost anything I want. what can Myles Garrett actually do if he doesn't want to play here? If they don't, I'm sure they'll offer him an extension. If he's like, it ain't about the money, I'm not staying. What can Myles actually do? Because once the clock starts running on fines, that's a hell of a lot of money. I mean, Chris Jones was up over $2 million before he signed. Hassan Reddick was like $7 million last year. Like, hey, this ain't nothing to sneeze at, Mary Kay.
No, it's not. And really, that would be his only recourse, is to sit out those games and, you know, and lose money. But, you know, I just don't know what kind of stomach he has to lose a bunch of money. I don't know what kind of pressure that will put on him and his camp to get in. It could get ugly before it gets resolved. But once again, we have seen a number of situations get very, very dicey before the player re-signed, got back in his old uniform, and went out and played good football. We've seen it with Chris Jones. We've seen it with Lamar Jackson. We've seen it with Brandon Ayuk and others. A lot of times, this is the way business gets done, and this is the way extensions get done.
Mary Kay, I am sitting here thinking about a team that I do not believe is a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think their window is over. I think, unfortunately, the Browns have gotten old. They've gotten, unfortunately, bad, and they've gotten expensive. So why?
And that things are going great.
Why does it seem like the Browns and some of their fans want to act like they should be big-time free agency players, as if we're right there where we were 3 years ago when we clearly are not?
Well, I am in the camp. I am truly in the camp that if you can somehow find a winning quarterback for this season, that things can change very quickly. Not that you don't need some other pieces. I really also think that you need one or two really good running backs to pair with Jerome Ford. I would find another premier receiver and a good defensive end. But if you get those pieces, especially first and foremost, a good quarterback, then I think you can get to winning pretty quickly. I'm just now putting the finishing touches on what it means for Joel Bitonio to return to this football team. I think it means a lot. It means that you have three All-Pros on your offensive line. That doesn't say rebuild to me. That says we want to protect our new quarterback and give him a chance out there, whether it's a veteran or whether it's a rookie. You've still got Denzel, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL on this football team. You've got David Njoku, who had a bad season last year. I talked to him at the Super Bowl. He feels healthy and ready to go. You've got Jerry Jeudy. Again, you have to add a few pieces, but when you are built tough through those lines, like the Eagles are, you have a chance to go out and play some winning football. I'm not saying that they're going to contend for a Super Bowl next season. I don't even think they believe that they're ready for that just yet. But I think, and I know, that they're going to do everything that they possibly can to get back to as much winning as they possibly can. And if you can get up into the 9 victory range, then anything can happen. You might even make the playoffs.
So you broke the Joel Bitonio story, Mary Kay, and I think it took some people by surprise. Now, we never truly know these guys, and you have more of a relationship than I think most. So what do you think went into, you know, him mulling it over, kind of being wishy-washy on it, and now finally directing his attention to making a comeback?
Well, first of all, he did sit down with the powers that be after the season, and he did buy what they were selling, whereas Miles did not. Joel said, they have a plan of attack. I believe in the guys upstairs. I feel like we won 11 games in 2023, and not that they can necessarily get back to 11 next year, but they can get back to some form of winning that makes the season palatable and interesting and fun. And I think he truly believes that. Again, once again, when you look at an offensive line that has 3 all-pros in Jack Conklin, Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio, an excellent center in Ethan Posick, and then your only sort of question mark on the line is DeJuan Jones coming off of a knee surgery, you know, that's a really good place to start. If you get Miles back, once again, that's, you know, that's a great place to start on your defense. So I think he was buying what the Browns were selling, and a lot of the selling pitch, the point, has to do with getting that quarterback. So I don't know if Joel believes that they can win with a Shedeur Sanders or a Cam Ward or whoever else they're going to bring in as a veteran quarterback, but he would not be coming back if he thought that he was going to have to go through one of those, let's just get through this and try to get higher draft picks type of seasons. That's not what it's about.
Whoa! All right, then let me go further. Does that mean we're getting Joe Flacco here? We know that Joel liked Joe.
You know, I don't know. I'm not a going backwards type of person. I would much prefer that they move forward in the quarterback room than move backwards. And here's one of the reasons I feel that way. And, you know, I don't know. I guess there is a world in which you can get Joe Flacco and get him back here. But I just don't really know if that's good for a rookie quarterback to have Joe Flacco here necessarily. Because, first of all, Joe still fancies himself as a starting quarterback, maybe not ready to 100% impart all of his wisdom on the rookie, although I know he would be helpful, but I'm sure he believes that he can still go out there and start for someone. And then he was such an incredible fan favorite here that if you're trying to break in a rookie, a Shedeur, a Cam, or whoever, I don't know if you want fans chanting for Joe Flacco each week in those home games. I just don't know if that would be the right strategy there. So personally, I would not do it, but I don't know if the Browns will or not.
Well, you have certainly given me something to talk about coming up in the 9:20 segment, Mary Kay. Let me ask you this then. I mean, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the content here because I think finishing the season in 2023, I'm sorry, my year's mixed together here, finishing the season in 2023 would be different than starting the season in 2025. But I got to move on because I got to ask you about another name. Gardner Minshew, you tweeted about him. I mean, I told people, like, people are like, I'm like, guys, we're at a buy here, pay here lot now with quarterbacks. Like, what you see is what you get. And you hope that you just bring your father-in-law with you because he knows how to work on these cars. And hopefully we know Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski can work on these quarterbacks. Is Gardner Minshew a real possibility for the Cleveland Browns?
You know, I don't know yet, but I would certainly have him high on the list. I think he fits the profile of what you would be looking for your bridge quarterback. And there are not that many of them out there. So I do think that you have to maybe widen your search a little bit. And if you didn't have him high on your list, I think you need to get him high on your list. I think he's exactly the kind of guy you would want to bring in here.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cam Ward in town today. Cam Ward in town today and see what you said, like the old days. Is there any chance, like, I know they have to cross their T's and dot their lowercase J's. Is there really any chance that we could get him at two?
There's a chance, yes. But if he continues to climb and if he continues to sort of separate that he the way that he actually sort of has been so far, at least in the media or in the court of public opinion, then why wouldn't the Titans just take him? I mean, if I'm the Titans and this guy's that good, then I'm not letting him go. So I don't know if he would be available at number two. I think the Browns are going to have to get a really strong comfort level with both of those quarterbacks to be in position to be happy on April 24th, because I do think that there's a good chance that Cam will go number one, either to the Titans or to a team trading up to get him.
Could he look so good in this year or this meeting that the Browns are like, yeah, Tennessee would just be stupid to get to pass on this guy. We at least we know that this guy is the real deal, and we are not going to be able to draft this guy.
I think they'll have more clarity on that as mm-hmm. you know, as the weeks go along. I don't think anybody really knows for sure yet. I think the Titans are doing a tremendous job of playing it close to the vest and not letting on who they would like yet. But if Cam continues to gain this kind of steam, and when you listen to guys like Lewis Riddick talk about him, if he's that good and he's ready to step in and play such winning football for a team this season, why would you let him go at number one? I don't care what Travis Hunter can do. I don't care what Abdul Carter can do. If you can get your hands on a quarterback like that, you have to pull the trigger.
How did the meetings go? Do you know anything about how the meetings went yesterday with Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter?
No, I really don't yet, but I would imagine, I know that just in talking to and, you know, moving around Radio Row with Travis Hunter and seeing these guys and talking to them, I think all of them are incredibly impressive, and I know those meetings, I'm sure those meetings went really, really well. I think it's interesting that they're doing them all on the same day so that they can kind of not have that recency bias when, you know, you wait until too close to the draft and you talk to the last one and then you fall too in love with that one because you just talked to him. I kind of think it's an interesting strategy, but I'm guessing that they're going to have a really good prospect because they're going to end up really liking all four of the guys that they have as their top four candidates right now.
Mary Kay, thank you very much for the time. You know we love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I realized during that interview, and I know I've equated this to, until we get out from underneath the Deshaun Watson contract, we're in Browns prison. I'm going, man, I'm asking Mary Kay about Joe Flacco and going, can we get Joe Flacco? And we're talking about Gardner Minshew. And it's just like, Lord, I ain't supposed to be here. And Lyme is over there talking to all the other guys. Because Lyme wanted to bring in Deshaun Watson. And it's fat ass by a nose. Fresh fish. Great. Hope you're happy. Are you happy about the situation you've created?
What situation did
Running Baker Mayfield out of town.
Listen, I didn't even realize.
Bringing in Deshaun Watson. Today's a special day for you. You should open up a bottle of champagne.
I did not realize.
We're getting closer to the end of the contract. Well, we're in Browns prison, so let's open up a bottle of toilet wine. Pour ourselves a fresh glass.
You're very familiar lately with that brand of toilet water.
Once I've done that, I ain't afraid of nothing no more. I've read how to make it. I think I can make it. It's disgusting.
Kenny, I did.
I don't belong here.
We have a winner.
Be careful of everything else you play.
And it's fat ass by a nose.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman live on the Fan.
Now, to be fair,
Owen's going to come out here and beat me.
There was plenty of entertainment.
Been waiting for it
in that prison. There were books to be read.
Yeah.
There was some. They went up on the roof.
Yeah,
they had some things to do. They enjoyed their
accounting.
Sons.
Hey. They moved some contracts around to get the money they needed.
Yeah.
Keith's got to get called in here to drag my fat ass to the infirmary.
So,
just another day in Brown's prison.
Sometimes you just have to entertain yourself, and there is going to be some entertaining
yeah,
yourself
entertaining,
to be done.
That's entertaining, all right. Yeah, that's something. What else were you going to say? I'm sorry. I was focused on Gardner Minshew.
No, it got me thinking that this is a big year for Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, it is. Is it?
Oh, really?
Because
tell me more. We haven't discussed that ever.
He's 4 games below 500,
and now that's why it's a big year.
This year, if you listen to Mary Kay, and she had ideas about with Betonio coming back, they still think they can do some big things. So I put up a poll question because I didn't realize Baker Mayfield was still 3 games below 500. Kevin is 4 games below 500. I put up a fair poll. I want to get the reaction of fans.
What was that?
Who can get their career record over 500 next year? Baker Mayfield or Kevin Stefanski?
Oh, God.
Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that?
I thought it'd be cool to get the flavor.
You ran Baker out of town, and then you make a poll like that. You can't. No, that's Daryl. You can't do that
both
ways.
I did not realize that Baker is still 3 games below 500.
Yes. It's been an up-and-down extravaganza for the man.
Because we've had people make it seem like Baker was Josh Allen over the last year. So
yeah,
it surprised me. I thought he was like 20 games above 500.
When the quarterback you replaced him with is that bad, it tends to even overrate, dare I say, the performance of the old quarterback you had, even though he had a fine season.
Yeah,
let's call
I thought
it what
he had
it was.
A great year last year.
By the way, oh no, that was Johnny Manziel and Mike Evans. I got my Browns quarterbacks mixed up there with the Texas A&M basketball game, the upset the other night. Mike Evans, the future Hall of Famer. I disagree with Mary Kay about the Joe Flacco premise. I got a few calls here. I'm going to get to you guys here in a second. 216-474-0092. I disagree with Mary Kay about the Joe Flacco premise. Joel Bitonio likes Joe Flacco. And you go back to yesterday. We had Jeremy Fowler on yesterday, who, I mean, he spilled all the beans about the offense and Roy Istvan basically taking over as offensive line coach, and just everybody being put in a bad situation. And remember, he said he talked to Joel Bitonio. Those are his words, not mine, so I didn't let any cats out of any bags here. Jeremy Fowler joined us yesterday and mentioned Joel by name. And then in the afternoon, Joel's coming back to the Cleveland Browns. Great. Well, Joel clearly wants a professional operation on that offense. Joe will turn the ball over eventually, but he will give you a professional operation of that offense. And if the offense is going back to Kevin, which I don't know, it should have been taken away from him in the first place, but what the hell, I bitched over that yesterday, and that's part of the reason I'm hoarse today. If they're turning the offense back over to Kevin, and it's Kevin and maybe Joe, and this is where I disagree with Mary Kay, I did think Joe was starting to get shaky wheels, and it showed in the playoffs, but you could see towards the end of the season. I mean, good God, that game against the Jets, hey, if you just make the right reads, you win that game by 30. And they won that game soundly, but it got a little dicey there, if you don't remember, because of the stupid interceptions and a couple of the other turnovers, and a couple guys had to make some big plays. That all said, yeah, I'd welcome Joe back, because Joe will start the season, Flacco. Then you're going to bring in somebody else. And I don't think it's going to be this. Mary Kay laid out a doomsday scenario, the same one I laid out at the end of 2023 when I said, they ain't bringing him back. And you guys all had pitchforks out there in Streetsboro wanting to come after me. And I go, no. Don't shoot the messenger. Look at what this is. You guys are buying Joe Flacco jerseys. You guys are lined up for 2 hours outside his autograph signing in Hartville, Ohio. Joe knows he ain't coming back. And deep down, I think you know, because they're not going to trot out their $230 million quarterback out there with Joe Flacco on the sideline and have everybody chanting for his backup. What I didn't see is that they chant for his backup anyway in Jameis Winston because the $230 million quarterback was so bad before he got hurt.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter at all.
Deshaun Watson ain't going to be on the sidelines this year. It ain't his team. Ain't happening. I'd be very surprised to see him around. He might show up to the camp. They're not at the Greenbrier. I found that out yesterday. I did not hear that last week.
The end of an era. Yeah, you missed the whole thing.
We did a waltz and everything.
I didn't get the waltz, man.
We did a last waltz.
You might see him at camp. Maybe he'll be on the sidelines in street clothes. We're done here. As so many people says, like, hey, man, June 1st next year, that's probably it. And I go, yeah, it's probably it. You'll finally get your parole from Brown's prison. But you got to make sure the next quarterback's going to play all right for you. You got to find your right halfway house here. I don't want to turn into Brooks over here and having to be asking to use the bathroom. So let me tell you this. You have Joe start the season. Joe starts the season. You draft your Shedeur Sanders, or if you want to, you draft your Will Howard, or you draft your Jackson Dart, maybe Jackson at the end of the first round, or Tyler Shook, for that matter. And put him in there. You will let Joe run the offense until the wheels officially come off. There will be a time, I'll tell you how this will go. You bring Joe back, Joe runs the offense, they start out, they're okay. You're able to hide a few things. Then as there's more take, because remember, he's a veteran, so he'll be able to bring that offense together. Let me lay out a realistic plan for you. I don't know who their early season opponents are going to be. Joe runs the offense professionally. You get a few opponents. Remember, we're learning on tape for the first 3 weeks now of the season. Maybe you get a couple of wins. You start out 2-1. Maybe you could push that to 4-3 or 3-4. Hey, you're not an embarrassment. You're in the playoff hunt there at 3-4 or 4-3. But you're getting a little shaky. And then you and I come in here on a Monday morning after Joe has had a really bad outing. And the wheels have officially fallen off the vehicle. As I said, the buy here, pay here a lot. And then we go, okay, it's time. It's time to put Shedeur in. It's time to see what we have. You do a Kirk Cousins, a Michael Penix Jr. situation. Where it's like, hey, and down in Atlanta, they're very optimistic about Michael Penix Jr. And we'll see how that goes. Things happen. Hopefully you'll be good. I got nothing against that young man. Maybe we have that same situation here. I'm not talking playoffs, guys. No, stop. I know you guys want to accuse me of carrying water for everybody, but no, I'm not talking playoffs. I'm talking about a situation where we're like, okay, maybe if we do this, this, and this, and now these rain clouds of the Deshaun Watson contract are finally gone, and we have this rookie quarterback who was pretty decent last year, now we can start to see some sunlight down the road. Now maybe we can start talking about playoffs in 2026, 27 in there. There's going to be big decisions to be made about Miles. You're going to lose Joel and a couple other guys. You ain't going to be out of the woods, but at least you found your path again. Because right now, you're just out in the middle of it, and you don't know which direction to go. That's the most realistic, best plan I can lay out for everybody. Not a great plan, but I think it's the best plan of what I can think of. And I think it's the best plan of what anybody else can think of. Joel, I mean, Gardner Minshew is a gunslinger. I don't know if Joel would just come back for him. I think Joel would come back for Joe. Money, wanting to play football, those things are all there for Joel. Wouldn't blame him at all for it. The love of the game. You want to extend your career as long as you can. You heard it from Travis Kelce. I mean, once that door's closed, that door's, for the most part, for most people, still 99.8% of athletes, that door closes, and it's closed forever. But you don't want to waste your time either. So say you do bring back Flacco. Great. But I don't think it's going to be some doomsday scenario like Mary Kay says it's going to be, and we're going to be chanting for Joel if, or Joe Flacco if, Shedeur Sanders ends up playing in week 9, week 10, week 11. I think we'll, by that time, have seen enough of Joe Flacco. And Joe would have done his job. The competition thing, I'm not sure. I want him to be realistic about the situation. If he thinks he can be a top quality starter in the NFL, fine. Go right on ahead. But that's what I would play it out to be. It's Mitch yesterday giving us the audition live in studio as he was trying to get the Akron Rubber Ducks PA job. Outstanding. Now, how did you enjoy your experience yesterday? We have audio of Mitch, right, from yesterday.
Of course.
Tell us how the situation went down. You had to be down there at 5, right, Mitch?
Well, they said 5, but a lot of people got there earlier, so I was one of the latter half auditioners there. And there were about 15 people, so I had to wait over an hour to get going.
So, what, 15? Okay, yeah, about 5 minutes each. Yeah. There you go, yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
So did your voice go out through the stadium?
It did. They had us on the PA system.
Mitch gave us audio. I've listened to the clips.
Yes.
How did you record this? Just off your phone while you were in there?
Yeah, the guys like recorded me off to the side just doing the audition.
Oh, you asked a friend?
No, there were two workers in there that asked if I could record. And they're like, yeah, you want us to hold it? Okay. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess,
hold
yeah.
Hold on, Mitch. Did any of them, did they treat you just like one of the 12 or... Did you think you were getting preferential treatment because they heard about it on the show? Did anybody mention that they heard anything on the show?
I don't think so, but I was just nice enough. They were nice enough to offer to help me with the recording. I thought they were going to be like, no, we can't do that.
Do you think, Mitch, it hurt your chances? Do you think some of the other people that were applying for this job and going through their auditions, do you think they thought you had an unfair leg up? Ken was talking about pulling favors.
Right.
Well, I didn't pull any favors. I just tweeted about them.
I think stumbling through
right at them.
I think yeah. stumbling through one of my words may have hurt my chances more than any sort of nepotism or connection I could have
I don't,
had.
You know, I don't Ooh. Know. So I've got a chance to hear a couple of these. For people that have been to Progressive Field, you've heard Bob Tayak welcome people
yeah.
Into the gates, right? Mitch got a similar opportunity to do what you would hear if you were going to Canal Park to hear the Rubber Ducks. This is what it would sound like if Mitch is the PA guy for Canal Park and the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Canal Park. The gates are now open, and welcome to the show. Tonight's matchup features the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, the Erie Seawolves, against the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, your Akron Rubber Ducks.
That was pretty good.
I mean, Mitch, I felt like you. I was there.
Mitch, that was incredibly good, dude.
Yeah.
Mitch,
yeah good.
I appreciate it.
I am very hard on you.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Incredibly good.
Good.
That is the best of the three, I think.
Well, it gets worse.
And now let's meet the starting lineup for your Akron Rubber Ducks. Leading off, the designated hitter for the Rubber Ducks, number 8, Cooper Engel. Batting second, the right fielder, number 10, Guy Lipscomb. Batting third, the first baseman, number 12, C.J. Kafis.
Nice.
And your starting pitcher for tonight's game, number 47, Austin Peterson.
It was still pretty good, Mitch.
I was hoping you'd get to make up your own names.
I thought you might pull it out a little bit longer.
Like your Bart Simpson names.
They did give you like a whole like roster to go through with actual names. And I did edit that down. There were some pauses in between.
Alcoholic.
Right.
And now, fans, please turn your attention to the field for our Altera Infinicycle Recycle Race. Make some noise for the plastic cup. Let's hear it for the plastic fork. And finally, the chip bag. Racers, on your mark, get set, go! An early lead here for the chip bag with plastic fork and plastic cup right behind him. And it's an extension out now for the chip bag. Chip bag gaining some ground here as we're halfway through the race. It's a close one now as the plastic fork and cup are gaining ground. It's the plastic fork and the cup at the finish line, and it looks like the fork has taken the race.
Wait, they make you do that?
So they played a video of an actual race. Yeah. They had like one of two options, and you had to basically ad-lib your way through the outcome of the race.
Okay, why do they make the PA guy do that, though? Shouldn't there be an on-field host who does that?
I don't know. I think they just have the PA guy do it.
I think Tayak does it most of the time here, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Sometimes, because usually the on-field hosts are on the field, if you didn't know where the field host resides. But the PA guy has that ivory tower, that golden perch.
Yes,
they can
does.
See the whole race.
That's a good point.
That race goes, you know, foul pole to foul pole.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I really liked it.
I think you're good.
I'd have to hear the others, but I can't imagine. Yeah. That, to me, is PA voice personified. So I think you're a perfect fit. You've done play-by-play, so if you need to do that, the only thing that I would say is just you've got to figure out your register a little bit.
Yeah,
I would say the
and
same.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But that comes with experience. And I'm curious, did you know any of the other people that were in the running?
I did not know any of the people up until when I met them that day. There were two people that I knew had worked for the Charge as the public address announcers, and those two guys were the ones that, at least to me, stood out, because we could hear the other contestants booming through the stadium while we were sitting in the back. And,
oh, they didn't make you put on the headphones that you
can't wear? No, they didn't do that. But yeah, there were two guys that really like put their all
into it. Do you think they blew you away?
I don't think they blew me away, but I think it was one of those things where you can definitely tell a difference.
Was there anybody who was truly awful?
Oh, if they were, I couldn't hear them, because they usually didn't. They weren't as loud registering on the sound stage. No.
All right, fine. They didn't play any music while you were doing the starting lineup. That might be a little bit weird for you.
That'd throw you off.
Because you would want to, I think you want to make it a little bit more fun and expand some of the names.
And there's
things
also
like that.
A pacing with it all that once you've heard, because it's generally the same song all season.
Chemical Brothers.
And you're hitting posts within the song. You know,
Were you pacing around
Indians
beforehand? Did you have
Brothers.
To use the facility?
No, no, there,
get nervous?
There were a few guys that were nervous, so Galvanized. I could tell. Yeah,
really nervous, huh?
You know what though? If you're not a little bit nervous, you're not normal. You're a sociopath.
Keeps you
That's
dialed
what
in.
They say.
Keeps you dialed in.
So I'm a sociopath. That's what you're saying.
You know, you don't have a little.
I've been saying that for years,
Kenny. Oh, okay, you don't have just a little bit of the tickling inside right before you go on the after a big Browns game, making sure you hit all the right notes.
Okay, I guess that. But that's like an excitement, though. Like we're going to do something fun here, not like, oh God. Nah, I wouldn't be surprised if I was a bit of a sociopath. Let's be honest here.
I think you did well, Mitch. And
Thank
if you don't get
you.
This,
yeah,
I think maybe do they have a fill in, or will they have like? Hey, if you didn't get the full-time thing, maybe, you know, we'll use you when they're busy.
I was not told that, but I hope that's the case.
All right. Mitch, congratulations. Oh, well, I meant to say good luck, not congratulations.
Thank
not
you.
Congratulations on not sucking from what we
Hey, you were great.
Thank you.
I thought you were good. By the way, you read a tweet from somebody who wanted to go get Joe Milton.
Yeah, do you want me to read it like I would as a PA or just as a regular?
Yes.
Yeah, read it as a PA.
This is from @MarkAnthony813. At Ken Carmen Show, I would love to see the Browns trade to New England for Joe Milton for the fourth pick and have Flacco and Milton, as well as draft the defensive guy from Penn State. Abdul Carter.
22 of 29 on January 5th against the Bills. He had 241 yards, one touchdown, no interception, rating of 111.4.
Am I really supposed to rip Joe Milton? Not going to happen. Yeah, that's where we're at, guys.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.